Modern Mindfulness, written and read by Rohan Gunatilaka. Chapter 1. A Very Modern Mindfulness. Mindfulness needs a redesign. There has never been as much interest in mindfulness and meditation as there is right now. A growing base of scientific research is providing substantial evidence for its benefits and effects. Leading companies are teaching it to their employees to manage stress. Elite athletes use it to stay calm and perform under pressure. Celebrities are taking it on as a must-have lifestyle accessory, and most importantly, people just like you are discovering how making mindfulness part of their lives can have a significantly positive impact. That's the good news. The bad news is that despite all this, most people who have an interest in mindfulness do not actually go on to do anything about it. There are three main barriers that stop people moving mindfulness from a nice idea to a lived reality: the time problem, the hippie problem, and the digital problem. As a maker of mindfulness-related products, these are actually the challenges that get me the most excited, since they can all be overcome. I just don't have time to meditate. This is the time problem. In an overscheduled world with all our various commitments, finding a quiet 10 or 20 minutes to dedicate to ourselves feels like an impossible task. So when we hear that to get the most out of mindfulness we have to do exactly that, of course it feels out of reach. If this is you, please don't worry. We'll solve the time problem. You have to be spiritual or religious to get into meditation, and that's just not me. This is the hippie problem. Mindfulness-based meditation does originate from the Buddhist tradition. And even though Buddhism has perhaps the best PR department out of all the major world religions, the spiritual aesthetic and other baggage tied up with mindfulness and meditation is a very real barrier for a lot of people. That's fine too. We will solve the hippie problem. I live a very connected life, and it's just not practical for me to unplug everything. This is the digital problem. Mindfulness and technology are commonly presented as being in opposition to each other. Too often we are told that the only way to be truly present and connected is to turn everything off. But in a world where our work, our lifestyle, and our economy are so fundamentally dependent on technology, when it comes to our well-being, we simply cannot afford to keep demonizing all things digital. But fear not, we will solve the digital problem as well. This is a next-generation mindfulness book. It is for the millions of people who struggle to find space in the busyness of it all. It is for the millions of people all around the world who would love more awareness, more calm, and more kindness in their lives. It is for the millions of people who have never felt that mindfulness or meditation was for them. This book is for you. Notice what it feels like to have heard these opening paragraphs. Notice if any particularly strong thoughts or reactions have come up. Maybe there's some excitement. Maybe there's some doubt. Notice if there are any clear physical sensations present in the body. Maybe you can notice what your breath is like right now, or what the movements that make up blinking actually feel like, or even the simple sensations you can feel by just standing or sitting here. This is going to be fun. This is happening. If you are the kind of person who can easily find time in your day for formal sitting meditation practice, don't have a problem with bald people in robes telling you what to do, and can easily give up using your digital devices, then congratulations. There are already plenty of good mindfulness and meditation approaches out there that will work for you. But the chances are that you're not. The three problems I mentioned previously are often thought of as just being facts of meditation life. That's just what mindfulness is like. Deal with it. This is just plain wrong, and the reason why we need a mindfulness that is better designed for the realities of our modern lives. The approach outlined in this book solves the time problem by reframing meditation primarily as a mobile activity.